One of the things that we've focused on is making sure that we're looking at the whole tumour size, so we're not saying, oh, you've got a very high mastectomy rate for small invasive cancers when you've actually got quite a lot of DCIS around the invasive tumour. So the way that this table works is that if you say the mastectomy rate for a 15 millimetre tumour with whole size 15 millimetres, i.e. no DCIS, is 10%, then if you've got 15 to 20 millimetres of DCIS around it, it goes up to 19, which is 9% higher. 20 to 35 goes up to 34%, 14% higher, etc. So that when you've got 50 millimetres of DCIS around your 15 millimetre tumour, your mastectomy rate is 80%, which is more what you would get if your invasive tumour size was 50 millimetres, and so that's 91%. So what you need to do is compare these numbers across here. So we definitely know that the presence of in situ disease, which extends beyond the lesion, accounts for some of the cases treated with mastectomy. And that leads me into